South African Airways, SAA, once a prominent figure in African aviation, has re-entered the intercontinental market, signaling a potential comeback. However, concerns persist about its financial sustainability. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The airline ceased operations in September 2020 due to financial difficulties exacerbated by corruption and mismanagement, in addition to the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. Reports suggest that SAA may undergo a sale where a private consortium would acquire a majority stake in the airline. However, recent criticism from the country's public spending watchdog regarding the credibility of SAA's financial statements has cast doubt on its financial standing. The airline has reported substantial losses over the past 4 years, amounting to $1.2 billion. Despite these challenges, the airline's interim CEO, John Lamela, has expressed confidence in SAA's current position under new management. He highlighted improvements in the airline's financial performance in the most recent fiscal year, emphasizing its reliance on internally generated financial resources. In a bid to reclaim its position as a major player in the aviation industry, SAA has resumed long-haul flights to destinations like São Paulo, Brazil, and Perth, Australia, after a hiatus of 3 years. The airline's return to profitability in 2021, following a period of business rescue, has been a significant development in its recovery journey. During this process, the airline underwent restructuring, reducing its fleet and focusing on the African market. SAA's future plans include expanding its regional and domestic routes in Africa, with a focus on building alliances with other African airlines to stimulate air travel across the continent. The airline aims to transition from dependence on state support to financial self-sufficiency by implementing operational efficiencies and strategic route planning. While SAA's resurgence in the intercontinental market has generated optimism, challenges persist in the African aviation landscape, including high operating costs, regulatory complexities, and market risks. The airline's success will depend on its ability to navigate these challenges and adapt to the evolving aviation industry in Africa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.